Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
Everything you want is on the other side of fear. That's a quote by Jack Canfield. So we asked this in our last podcast, but how do you guys get into the mindset of playing with your art and creating something outside of your box that you normally do?
So, I mean, this is the question that I kind of pose, because I think Julie's really, really good at this, where I, this is Stephanie, where I am not very good, I think, at creating something outside of my norm. You know, I like animals. I occasionally paint people. Flowers are okay, but I do it in all very realistic sort of manner. And so when Julie was talking about, you know, she painted this one butterfly and then that led to another butterfly, but the second butterfly was less realistic and more stylized. Mm-hmm. And so my question kind of came from that point is, how did you get to relax your mind, I guess, in such a way that you could reach into a new level of creating there?
Oh, well, the first thought I have is I have on my to-do list to create something every day.
Okay.
And it was getting late into the evening and I hadn't created anything yet. So I just decided that I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to create another butterfly because I have a whole series of butterflies I've been painting. And let's just see what happens if I'm a little bit looser about it. Well, the painting wasn't very loose, but the structure of the butterfly ended up being tight. So, but I did it more geometric. I took more of a stylized look at the wings and made them more of a geometric shape versus, you know, rounded and curvy as they typically are.
So you had the expectation of, I need to do this today. I just need to create.
Yep. It doesn't matter what it is. Exactly. I just need to do something.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you do it like just in a piece of paper or a book?
It's a 11 by 15.
Oh, wow.
So I'd say you're really good about, is neat.
Yeah, that looks good.
That is cool.
Yeah.
It's almost like its wings have the sky in them with the moon. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not sure what's going on with the three little dots. But I mean, like, as far as it plays with the moon. But
stars.
I don't know. Yeah, it could
be. They're gold.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
It's really pretty.
Yeah. So next is to scan it and then add line work to it. But yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I just, my goal is to create something every day.
So I really like, because your goal was simply to create something every day. You didn't have expectation of yourself to say it needs to be published worthy.
No, it doesn't. It just needs to create.
Create.
And because I want to get better at drawing and,
is this part of your art journaling that you do?
Yes. And it's ending up being less of a journal and more of just a drawing. You know, I think we were talking and I used to love drawing in a journal. And yes, we all know Julie has an abundance of notebooks.
Yes.
But I have found I just like the loose paper. Mm-hmm. It's more freeing to me now. Mm-hmm. And it's less structured. So I don't feel this.
Like it's going to be part of a book.
Right. Mm-hmm. And when I open up a sketchbook, I feel like every piece has to tell the same sort of story. It doesn't have to be the same piece, but it has to be a collection of acrylic. And
oh yeah, that makes total sense.
I was going to say, yeah, you want something, a journal to like have be cohesive.
Right. Cohesive. That's the word I'm like. Exactly. And so by doing it on loose paper, it's more, I if it does turn out good, I can do more with it. Mm-hmm. It also gives me the ability. So I have another piece that I actually ended up doing yesterday too, which I can't sell because it's a copy of somebody else's work, mm-hmm. but it was just playing with the things that most watercolorists would look at and say, blooming's not good. We don't want blooming in a watercolor. Or, you know, mixing those colors like that, they're not well blended. For me, I wanted it to be imperfect. And that's what I was doing with you know, I just wanted to see what I could do with the watercolor. How imperfect could I make it? How many color renditions could appear in this pool of water that's there? And
so experimentation was your right. second way to kind of release and get outside of the box, so to speak. Yeah.
And by doing that, just creating something, it makes it okay for me to copy somebody's work and practice in lieu of having that expectation of, okay, it's got to be sales worthy. It's got to be, you know, I got to be able to sell it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you literally took, instead of thinking outside the box and getting outside of your box, is not doing it in your journal, just doing it on whatever kind of piece of paper you have there.
Yep.
And then, like you were saying, like, it doesn't have, this is just for me to practice. I'm just practicing. I want to see what the watercolor will do here. I want to see what these colors look like together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, what if I don't make it very watercolor-y?
Right.
You know, what if I make it a little more?
What if I break stiff? The rules of watercolor and like that, you know, one that I technically can't sell. Yeah, I can't sell it on its own, but I could incorporate it in different colorways in the piece with my tiger, let's say, or something like that to give it a new life. Mm-hmm. But I'm also trying to force myself to paint bigger because I have a very bad habit. I love 6x6. Mm-hmm. But when you paint small and you want to monetize that piece into print on demand, even though you may be scanning it at 2400 DPI, you don't necessarily can't get it as big. Like, it's not going to print well on a big comforter or a big doesn't blanket scale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because it's not a high enough DPI. So I'm trying to teach myself to be more confident in my art to paint bigger. And that's also why I'm kind of going for the
just free flowing paper.
But the whole goal is to paint every day or create every day, not paint. It can be a drawing, it can be a sketch. And I hadn't done it in several days. So I was getting mad at myself and I was bound and determined I was going to do it yesterday.
So with these pieces that are kind of experimentation and play, do you share them on social media or do you do it just solely for yourself?
I haven't determined yet. Like the one I may share, the palm leaf, I may share on social media. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean, my purpose is to share on social media. I haven't been on social media in almost a month.
Oh, wow.
And are you happy about that?
Yeah. I am, but I'm not.
What's going on there?
Yeah. Well, I got sick. So.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Bronchitis. And then that was Christmas and New Year's. And now I'm really at that point of, okay, I want my feed to be more natural. I got it very structured last year. What do I want to do with it? Mm-hmm. Do I, you know I need it to be found and seeked and all those good things, but do I really want it? What do I want it to really be? And I saw what one artist does and I really like the way that she's doing it. And I'm considering, okay, she's a totally different type of art than I am, but I'm like, okay, how I really like that. Why do I like it? And I'm trying to analyze these things before I get to posting because I'm backlogged. There's stuff I need to be posting about that's coming up, but I just haven't done it yet.
Well, I just love it that you you go into the piece like I'm just going to play.
Right, right. I like that.
That's new for me. That's new for me.
But I know this year, one of my goals was to also, and I've already bombed on it, was to create every day. And so I purchased some gouache, which I am not familiar with gouache. I'm not like, you know, I'm oil. But the reason I picked it was because it can reconstitute. You can give it up, come back, give it up, come back. Same way with oil.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I wanted to do an art journal, which is something that I don't do because I'm not very, I'm very come to the table with a purpose type of person.
Yeah, you know? You're very disciplined, but not in the sense of doing something for yourself necessarily.
Right. Right. So I literally sat there and I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? I'm playing with new paints. I've got a new little notebook to put stuff in. And, you know, there's that feeling of having something new that you and pristine that you just don't want to screw up.
Yep.
And that's
why I have so many notebooks untouched.
I like the idea of the loose leaf because it's like, okay, well, rip it up. But for 2 days, I did do it. And one thing that kind of came to my mind was there was a day I had a migraine. And I was trying to explain to my kids what it felt like. And it was just like one side of my face was just present, but not visible. Like I couldn't see out of an eye. My teeth hurt so bad from the migraine itself. Mm-hmm. And so I was just kind of sitting there trying to think about what it felt like and how I'd portray that in an image. Mm-hmm. And so like, it's just one eye that is clear and visible. And then that's just blue streak on the whole left side. And that's the way it felt. And I'm looking at this and then I'm like, okay, well, this means something to me. It's totally not anything like I would do.
Mm-hmm. No, but that's the purpose of the art journal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's for you. It's for you to release. It's kind of like the morning pages thing.
Yeah.
And I used to get a lot of satisfaction out of the art journal because that was my goal this year, was to art journal every day, even reorganize my office and have it all set up and ready to go. And I'm sitting down there with that journal and I'm like, this just doesn't feel right. Doesn't feel like me. I can't get into it. And I did that for several days. And then that's when I got the loose leaf. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to draw something.
Yeah. Well, I like that idea.
I was thinking you could just do the art journal and journaling on your sabbatical weeks. That would be interesting to see what that looks like at the end of the year.
That's a great. Yeah. Yes. I like that.
I do too.
You could, and in there, just journal about what you're doing that day.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be anything. It's like, this is a great day. I'm doing nothing.
Yeah. Day one of my sabbatical.
I'm getting a pedicure.
I'm getting a pedicure, my hair done. I'm going for a run.
I haven't talked to anybody and it is just lovely.
Yeah. It's lovely. Yeah. But what was interesting when I kind of did that and let myself go, I was also writing on it. And because, I do like to write. And and before I know it, it was like a little, basically a very, very short poem about the pain that goes in a migraine. And I was like, man, it's not my style. It's not something that what do I do with this? Because that was my immediate thought. It's like, I want to share this. And I'm like, it's horrible. It is awful looking, but it's meaningful. And so what do you do with that sort of thing?
I think you forgot.
Or do you?
Well, I was going to say, you shared your...
Yeah, middle finger.
The middle finger.
Oh, yeah. And that was very ugly, too, but it was meaningful.
Yeah. And you had a, like, wild... people commented on that. And, like, that was just a wild... They loved it. People loved it or hated it. I mean, you got, like, an instant response.
Yeah. I mean, good, bad, and ugly on that one, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you need to remember, like, the art journal, it's for you.
Yeah.
And I know what a lot of artists will do with an art journal, because even I have them where they don't see the light of day. No one sees them. But maybe in 10 years, I may publish one.
Right.
Or maybe at the end of the year, you do a journal flip through.
Yeah. Oh, that's a neat idea. Because the thing, when I was like looking at this is going to resonate with somebody else. Right. Because they feel this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's where it's not, sharing it is not a bad thing, but you may not be ready to share it.
Yeah, and that's fine.
The art journal is definitely for you. Like I said, it's like the morning pages.
So do you guys think that this is a good way to change your mindset and get out of your box that you're in, is the journaling, or at least maybe creating something different every day?
I mean, it's, I'm only a couple weeks into it and I haven't done it every day like I'm supposed to, but it is helping me create something. And so I know in the long term, I'm going to get better at what I'm doing. Okay. I'm going to get more confidence with my drawing skills again. Because I used to be able to draw very easily anything.
Oh, yeah.
And the computers have taken that away. Well, my arm has taken that away from me too, some. But
right.
I'm going to get better at it. And that's something I want to do for me.
That's for you. Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I've only actually, we are 2 weeks into the new year. I think when this podcast goes out, it'll be like 2 months. Yeah. So. We are ahead of schedule, guys. But I've only done 2 in my journal. That's how bad I am about coming to the table with, trying to get outside of my comfort zone. That's what it is. It's getting outside of your comfort zone to find a new comfort zone, to grow and stretch. That's the whole point.
And it's trying to find a new habit, a new ritual.
Yeah.
And I've only done it, I think, 3 days so far this year, maybe 4.
Oh, you make me feel so much better. Thank you.
Well, and that's the thing. I think you should make it your sabbatical journal.
That would be interesting.
And I want to Not that I want to see it, but I think that would be a really big growth for you.
It's more just a diary.
Yeah.
In a visual sense. Like, one thing I've always wanted to do is a travel journal, and I have good intentions to do a travel journal, but they never...
I did that when I went to Europe.
The word journal hangs me up.
I did that when I went to Europe, and I have no idea what I did with it. But I wrote in it every day because it was so, that whole experience was rewarding. I think I will do that, Rachel. Keep a journal the week of my sabbatical.
I think you should, yeah.
Because what that's like, it's awesome, not even idea. 12. How many is, because it's every just, 6 weeks.
Every 7 weeks, I take 7 days off from work. And it's just all about, you know, rediscovering like the joy that I have and that brings
it's a
to
sabbatical
me.
Yeah, it's reinvigorating,
yeah, mm-hmm. Doing things that without expectations from anybody else. So like my first day, I'm so stinking excited about this. I'm gonna go get my hair done.
Yay.
I know, I'm gonna get like 6 inches 6 inches off, I think, and it's gonna spike out a little bit, and I'm debating whether to dye it, go back to highlights, but that whole process. But I am getting it body waved.
I like the natural.
Yeah.
I'm like kind of natural digging color.
I'm digging the grays coming in. Because if I can get it like a little, you know, a skunk stripe, that would make me so happy. But yeah, so it's, and there's like a shop downtown that I want to go to. And in my head, I can imagine like going to the museum and just sitting there. And I have never done either one of these things. And I've been wanting to do them for years, is just go to this one particular shop that's on a corner and then go to the museum and just sit there and absorb.
Oh my gosh. I see this. If you do that art journal the week of your sabbatical, mm-hmm. I can so see this growing into something.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'm going to try and do
but
it.
But don't have that expectation.
Without that expectation.
Yeah, don't. I see so much reward out of it.
Yeah. I mean, that's I think that's part of what works for you, Julie, is that you're walking into these things without an expectation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm trying not to.
I'm trying. And it's not easy. Like, I'm really trying not to.
You have put it as, I'm just going to play. Like, you're not even almost like, mm-hmm. I'm going to create. You said, I want to create something every day, but you're like, no, I really just want to play and see. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it. It's like, I'm just going to try some things.
Well, and I keep reminding myself too, that if that creation is just a little doodle on an app on my phone or a doodle on my iPad or mm-hmm. in my notebook, mm-hmm. that's creating something. I'm trying to put the word create to a very minimalistic sense. Mm-hmm. And
I created dinner.
It's really
dinner.
Hard. I know.
Okay.
Has to involve some sort of art.
Okay.
But, because it's for the benefit of growing as an artist.
Yeah.
And I have to constantly remind myself of that every time I see that on my to-dos popping up on ClickClickUp, because it pops up 7 days a week.
Yeah. Create something.
Create something today. Create something today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's on my the daily checklist. So yep.
Oh, that's great.
Create something artsy is your daily checklist item.
You might. Yeah. You should change it and just make it like play today.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, play with your
art
supplies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Play with your art supplies. Get out the charcoal. I've tried the charcoal stuff. I dig that a lot. I did that mm-hmm. one night in our paint class.
Right. Yeah.
And I ripped up a good 10 pieces of paper before I finally got one that I actually liked. And then I threw that away last week because I'm like, what am I going to do with this? And tossed it.
You can tear it up and use it in your art journal.
I was going to say, that was just something that you just played with.
Yeah, because the whole point, the exercise that I wanted to do was draw the face in the most simplest of lines. Mm-hmm. And so every one of them got simple, more and more simple.
Yeah.
And
see, I love that, though. That was you getting out of your box.
Yeah, very much. Yeah.
Because you're very detailed.
Yeah, you're so right. It was very
And I liked it that you went in and you were like, I'm just going to play. I'm going to just do, what can I create with 3 lines or something? That would even be harder to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Or paint an apple in 20 20 strokes. Oh, you could totally do that. You could totally do that.
Let me get my big brush out.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it. 20 strokes. Big brush. But I like what you're doing, Julie, because you're also coming up with new designs, new way of looking at things by just...
And new pieces for your design.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By coming to... holding yourself to the expectation that I am, one, going to create something. What it is, I don't care.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't care. It doesn't have to be worthy of seeing the light of day.
I like that. So those are the three rules mm-hmm. right there.
Yeah. And it's constantly reminding myself of that because it's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy when you're a very structured person. And I do a lot of research before mm-hmm. my pieces. Yeah.
So you know what I'm going to do? Okay. Keeping that in mind. Number one, create something. Number two, have zero expectations of what it's going to be. And what was the third one? I forget the third. Well, I'll listen to it on the replay.
No expectations. Yeah.
And then I like that you had it in a loose leaf something.
Yeah. Loose leaf paper.
Watercolor paper.
And they've got these boxes that you can buy like Hobby Lobby, any mm-hmm. big box store that looks like a book type mm-hmm. of thing. It's just to throw every piece in there over mm-hmm. the year. And then I like your idea of just kind of being able to do like a flip box. And so it's almost like a box of your kids' artwork.
Yeah. Just look through
right.
it.
And, that's exactly what it's like. Yeah. And so I have two ways that I keep it. I have got these waterproof Ziploc, the water resistant Ziploc bags that I put the 9x12s in. Mm-hmm. But now I'm trying to go bigger with my 11x15s. Mm-hmm. I think that's the size idea. Or 11x14s. I have like five of them. They're plastic, large, file folder type things.
Yes.
Like sleeves.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. The plastic sleeves.
Remember the Trapper Keeper?
Yeah.
Folders.
Yeah.
They're clear plastic like that.
Okay.
And then I just stick the bigger pieces in that. And I have like five of them. So I'll need more eventually because you probably can only fit maybe 10 pieces of watercolor paper in there.
Mm. Maybe we can include a link on the show notes so we can all see what you're talking about.
Yeah. That'd yeah.
Good. I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But they're big. They're in art supply stores and they're just big plastic sleeves.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool.
They're open on two sides, the top and the side, and they're closed on the bottom, just like a
file folder.
Yeah, just like a file folder. Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
So anyways, but yeah, we can share a link to that. And that's what I'm keeping them in for right now to see what happens. I need to start dating them. I haven't been dating them.
That's what
I have been
too.
Signing them as of last night. I started signing them. And then I also need to note on them if they're a copy of somebody's artwork or not so that I don't.
Put it on the back.
So I'm watching the show, what is it called? Breaking Bad.
Uh-huh.
So I'm on like the fourth season.
And White House.
Breaking Bad. One of the things that they're doing up at the top is one of the one of the chemists, the cooks, he did on the notebook. Was he had on the upper right like a little watering can, and it just as you flip through the pages you can watch the plant grow.
Oh, cool.
I was like, okay, that would be neat. You know, all these things with pieces together, you know how mm-hmm. our brains work.
Right.
Everything kind of connects together. So I'm like picturing this book that you're creating and then all of the pieces together. And then instead of numbering them, you have up at the upper right watching it grow.
Yeah.
Another little diagram.
That would be cool.
Cute.
Mm-hmm. What is that called? Panna's called something when you do like a little flip book. Like
I don't remember, but I remember doing those as a kid.
Yeah.
They were always fun.
You could do them like a yo-yo going up and down.
Yeah. You get the little, what was that thing? Post-it notes and start mm-hmm. on the back and go all the way to the front. Watch the little man run.
Well, I think we came away with some really good concrete ideas on how to really change our mindset and
get outside your comfort zone.
Yeah. If you guys have any other ideas, we would love to hear. Please leave your comments for us and we'll get back to you. We will. And until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.